Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Ensaroma. And April has been the first of two mineral months, bringing a powerful energy for aligning with purpose. The radical and unprecedented global disruption in March by coronavirus has fully opened the portal to a radical shift in human consciousness. This month, we have gained 2020 vision to see more clearly where we are and are not in alignment with higher purpose. In essence, we are receiving a cosmic message, which is my theme for April: grow up and commit. And in this broadcast and video that completes April's theme, I will focus on growing up and committing to receiving miraculously or miraculously receiving. But first, just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen to the program through your phone at this number, which is 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of the broadcast on Tuesdays to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or leave comments for me on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or you may also do that at my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And, of course, if you are watching this as a YouTube, you can leave questions and comments in the comment section below this video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to the soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes, 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 we are coming to the end of April, and this video and broadcast I am pre-recording before April 26th. I'm actually doing it on April 22nd, and this is a really big, big day. We have this new moon, Taurus, with the sun conjuncting, and the new moon, I mean, conjuncting Uranus, which gets into a whole theme about liberation and freedom in regards to our home and security and safety. It's also the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. Big celebrations going on online, streaming things locally, nationally, and globally to help raise the consciousness about the opportunity we have to really forward an agenda for making this planet habitable for the coming generations. And then also this week, the 22nd, kicked off our Double Fire Week. But I'm also so grateful that we are moving, I believe, and coming to a time in this global experience, this global pandemic, where we're beginning to accept it and move into putting attention on, okay, then how do we go forward as a result of it? Yeah. So let me open up this program, as always, with a reach out to and a calling forth our ancestors. And I want to invite us to bring in those ancestors who can help us being creative, innovative, and full of faith and hope as we figure out how to move forward. So think about that. Think about those ancestors that were able to be the wisdom keepers, the wisdom sayers in the family, like when something would show up and would be disruptive or a calamity or the death of a loved one, that there was this person in the family that was like, it's going to be okay. We're going to move through this. We're going to get to the other side of this, because they had done so in their lives before with things. So let's call those folks up and let's ask them to really, really help us right now. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to open up and receive the guidance, the wisdom, and the love of the ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, those of you who know how to come through the going through, those of you who are able to say, this too shall pass. Those of you who knew that God never places anything on us that we can't resolve and move through and learn from and grow from. So help us, help us, help us. Be that voice inside our head. Be that whisper in our ear, and a loud whisper that says we can make this through and we can be creative and innovative to navigate, to address, and to step into a new world. And so, ancestors, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And Creator, I ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy I say amen, ashe, aho, asa, shika, bismillah, and so it is. Elemental wisdom for this week, which is Wednesday the 29th, and again, the elemental wisdom falls on the day of the week that January 1st fell on. And so this week, on the 29th, we will begin a mineral week. And here's the opportunity for this time. It's about connecting to the souls of others. Isn't that just perfect? It's about unity consciousness, because that's what makes us human. It's about communicating at a deeper level. We have the ability for compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and fifth-dimensional relationships, as Zoom is proving. A huge part of living on purpose is to be willing to transcend the shallow surface of what people present to you. See into their hearts and connect to their essence. In this way, you must be deep and simple with your own self and connected to your own soul. This is what the Age of Illumination is all about. Use the healing energy of minerals, stones, crystals, bones, and shells to illuminate your higher self and that of others. Yes. Now, here are the distractions to watch out for. This is what would disrupt your ability to step into that unity consciousness, or what's also being called social solidarity. Feeling sorry for people and taking on their pain. Yeah. So that's not a connecting. That's more of a control drama. False obligations, because you forget you are worthy. Again, a codependency, not a really loving connection, and we want a loving connection. Victim consciousness, of course, thinking the world is out to get you, needing someone to blame or judge for your situation. Yeah, ain't no connecting there. Anxiety and impatience will also break the flow of unity consciousness, of that deep connection with others. And then last but not least, gossip, judgment, and blaming will definitely put a monkey wrench in our ability to connect with the souls of others. And again, in this time of coronavirus, we all need to be taking this very seriously and being willing to learn how to do this for level. Now, next Wednesday, and my goodness, we're going to be into May. On May 6th, we're going to have a water week, time for peacemaking, reconciling the unreconcilable, and I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast and YouTube. May 22nd, which is actually today, although this is being posted for the 26th, but this is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and I just feel so, so grateful for it. And when you do get this video, I would ask that you remember that every month I'm making the 22nd an Earth Day. So May 22nd will be our next one. And so I ask that you go onto the Earth Day website, which is www.earthday.org, and become familiar with what is going on around the planet to help make this planet habitable for the seven generations coming after us. And even just doing that, getting that information, is going to help you be able to take some really good steps, some actions to do your part to make sure that this planet is habitable, all living things. Ashe. Now, we have a new moon in Taurus going on. It's also helping to kick open the Taurus season in astrology. So the piece that the astrological aspect I want you to have a consciousness of for right now, because there's a lot going on, and remember, Saturn and Pluto are still conjunct, doing their thing. But this is really interesting, because as of the 25th of this month, Pluto became retrograde, and it's going to be retrograde until October. Yeah, and this is a usual event for it, but this year it has some really big significance. And so this information I'm sharing with you is coming from Tanaz, And her website is Forever Conscious. It's www.foreverconscious.com. And she says, Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, will be retrograde until this October. There is no doubt that many of the things we once relied on and trusted in are crumbling away, but they are not completely lost. The cracks being exposed are simply pointing to where rebuilding and rebirth are needed. Pluto retrograde is also a highly spiritual time where we can gain new illumination and wisdom awakenings. Yeah, now that's something to be really excited about. She goes on to say that when Pluto moves direct in October of 2020, we will have a clearer understanding on both a global and personal level of what is no longer working and what changes need to be made for the good. Yeah. And again, you can read her full transmission on this on her website, Forever Conscious. So, all month long, I have been talking about growing up and as a commitment, especially for us as adults. And in that growing up, I pointed out some specific areas. So I started off with that listening, being able to listen with that third ear. Then I jumped into unlearning what you have learned that could be blocking you from your ability to grow up, right? Of course, we're not talking about growing up physically. We're talking about growing up emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know, on and on. And so then last week I talked about growing up as going beyond your limits, becoming aware of where it is that you've been limiting yourself, how it is that victim consciousness and other fear and negativity-based behaviors are holding you back from moving forward. And so tonight, I want to talk about this notion of miraculously receiving. So here's my overview. I'm going to start with defining that for you, what I mean by miraculously receiving. Then I'm going to talk some wisdom on how to miraculously receive from a folktale that I'm going to share. And then, of course, I will share a personal challenge and awareness opportunity for you. My opening quote comes from Deepak Chopra, and Deepak says, abundance, like everything else in the universe, is simply a specific arrangement of energy and information. With our intention, we can change the energy, add new information, and manifest whatever we want, need, or desire. Abundance is unlimited, unbounded, and always available. I say. So let me first give you a definition of miracle. And I found this, and it says that this is associated with how miracle is used in the Bible. But I think it's a pretty good definition for what I'm talking about. And that is an effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers and is ascribed to a supernatural cause. Such an effect or event manifesting or considered as a work of God or a greater order and direction. Yeah. So miraculously receiving means receiving directly from your God, having that consciousness. And even though it may come through a person, a place, or a thing, you have this awareness, oh, that was God. Yeah, that was God. It's not manufactured, right? Meaning it's not from human doing, right? It really is about human being, but it's not from doing, not from doing or having. So right away, this notion of miraculously receiving has an aversion to modernity and what we've been conditioned to, because we've been working for a very long time. In fact, we've been overworking to believe that we are masters of the universe and that we can do and make and have and be whatever we want. And then along came coronavirus and said, not, yeah. You know, coronavirus especially requires our willingness to miraculously receive. So, again, it's this experience of where it almost seems like out of the blue. But again, like I said, it really comes from human beingness. But it definitely is something that you didn't mastermind, you didn't figure out, had nothing to do with whatever list of things that you have. It's not based on your intelligence or your degree, none of that. It's like, oh, my God, wow, that happened. Yeah. And I know so many of us, all of us, have had that experience. Sometimes we miss it, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes we really get it, like, wow, you know. And especially, again, in this modern time, I think there are fewer opportunities for us to get it because we're so focused on, I've got to create it and do it myself. I got to do it, I, right? Or believe that it's coming from another human being or some material object. Miraculously receiving, again, is you getting an experience of your divinity, of your connection, your divine connection to source, to God. Yeah. So I want to share with you a folk tale that is going to give us some really good guidance on how we can support that happening in our lives. Yeah. And this folktale comes from the Brothers Grimm. They went around the countryside and listened and went into pubs and bars, and they just listened to stories and they wrote them down. So these things are very old. They're very ancient. And, of course, they were modified to fit into a particular time frame. And I think this version I have probably comes from the 17th century, something like that. Anyway, and it's called Star Money. So here we go. There once was a time, a little girl whose father and mother were dead, and she was so poor that she no longer had any little room to live in or bed to sleep in. And at last, she had nothing else but the clothes she was wearing and a little bit of bread in her hand, which some charitable soul had given her. She was, however, good and pious, and as she was thus forsaken by all the world, she went forth into the open country, trusting in the good God. Then a poor man met her who said, "Ah, give me something to eat. I am so hungry." She reached him the whole of her piece of bread and said, "Bless it to thy use," and went onwards. Then came a child who moaned and said, "My head is so cold. Give me something to cover it with." So she took off her hood and gave it to him. And when she had walked a little further, she met another child who had no jacket and was frozen with cold. Then she gave it her own. And a little farther on, one begged for a frock. And she gave away that also. At length, she got into a forest, and it had already become dark. And there came yet another child and asked for a little shirt. And the good little girl thought to herself, "It is a dark night, and no one sees thee. Thou canst very well give away thy little shirt." Took it off and gave that away also. And as she so stood and had not one single thing left, suddenly some stars fell from heaven down, and there were nothing else but hard, smooth pieces of money. And although she had just given away her little shirt, she had a new one, which was of the very finest linen. Then she gathered together the money into this and was rich all the days of her life. The end. Oh, I love that story. Love, love Star Money. So let's talk about the wisdom teachings in this story and how it helps us understand what we can do to miraculously receive. So the first thing Star Money teaches is you have to intend on going into a journey to the unknown, right? So she leaves what's familiar, right, because everything's gone, and she goes on this journey, right, goes toward the forest, into the forest. And that's saying to us, we have to unlearn and we have to let go. We have to really open ourselves up to something completely off our radar, completely in the unknown. Next, you have to intend to be guided. You have to open up to listening with that third ear, right? Because in the story, that's what's happening. She's being guided, right? Because she trusts the good, greater order and direction. She's trusting that. Next, you have to intend to let go and unlearn what you have learned. You have to stop trying to figure it out. So when she gets, you know, asked for something, or she comes across a situation that is kind of an opportunity for her to give, she's not analyzing it. She's not trying to figure it out. She's just, yeah, I need to respond. I need to do this. Next, we have to intend to transcend our fear and negativity, because here's the thing about needing to receive something. You're going to go right into some shame, blame, and guilt. You're going to go right into, I shouldn't have to be in this situation. I shouldn't have to want. I shouldn't have to need. There's something wrong with me for being in need, okay? It's a human thing. That's, you know, just the way we'll do it. That can be our first reaction. So you want to flip that around by considering and serving others. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how you transcend that negativity. Focus on someone else besides yourself. And then last but not least, what we learn from the story is that you have to intend to be astonished, blown away, and transformed. Because, you know, ultimately that's what keeps her going. Like, she's trusting. She's trusting that something's coming. She don't know when, she don't know what, but, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be big, because I'm giving away, like, my last bit of clothing in this cold, dark forest, right? Yeah. So you can easily find this story online. Again, it's called Star Money, and the version I gave you was by the Brothers Grimm. And read it over and let it talk to you. Let the symbolism in it talk to you, because you can look at, okay, what do each of those pieces of clothing represent for me in my journey right now to open up and miraculously receive? What is it that I need to let go of? You know, what is it I need to loosen from my life or from my belief system, right? Exactly. And again, the notion of intention, like back to that quote from Deepak Chopra, right? Was talking about, again, how we can really intend for things to shift, intend to receive our abundance, and we can do that miraculously. You know, the other reason why miraculous receiving is so critical right now is because our systems and, you know, processes and practices can't work. They just can't work. You can't run out of your house and go to the dollar store. It ain't open. Yeah. And so what do? How do you get what you need? Right? Intend for it to happen. So here's a personal awareness and a faith gesture. I'm going to give you two faith gestures this week to support you in your ability to open up to miraculously receiving. The first one is a miracle box, or for me, I call it my Jesus box. And it's very simple. What you do is you take a box. It can be like a tissue box. And you're going to wrap it up in some nice paper if you have some. If you don't have nice paper, that's right. Use whatever you got. But the idea is to make it beautiful so you can draw pictures on it or whatever. But this box, but you're going to put a little slot in. And again, it's not going to be something that you can put your hand into and pull things out. No, it's a one-way box. It's just for putting things in. And the idea here is that whenever you need something, whenever the thought comes, I need something, and especially if there's fear attached to it, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get it, it won't be, there won't be any, it'll be run out, you're going to write that down on a piece of paper, what it is you want, fold it up, put it in your box, put it in your miracle box, yeah. And you do that every time you get that anxiety and that need for something. And you will be astonished and blown away how what you need is provided. I know this. I have done this before. It works if you're willing to believe and open up and unlearn what you think has to happen in order for you to get what you need. Yeah. Yeah. The second face gesture is a really lovely one, and it is about gratitude. And so it's about creating a day for gratitude to really rewire your brain to believe that you can receive what you need easily and effortlessly and in miraculous ways, in ways you couldn't imagine. And the practice is for an 8-hour period, and the reason you use 8 is because the number 8 is a symbol for abundance. For an 8-hour period, every hour on the hour, you're going to stop whatever you're doing, and you're going to go into gratitude prayer. And gratitude prayer is basically just stopping and saying what you're grateful for. And you just go down your list. I'm grateful for this, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for this. And you just run that until you're done. And then you stop, get up, go do what you need to do, and then you set your timer for it. It really helps. And then the next hour, ding, you sit, get still, spill out your gratitude. I promise you, number one, your day will move very quickly. You'll be like, wow, those 8 hours went so fast. What happened? But also you will be astonished at how you will be able to receive what you need or something that you may not have thought you needed, how that will show up for you easily and effortlessly. Yeah. Just a reminder, the personal challenge and face gestures will be listed in the box below my YouTube channel. And thank you if you haven't already connected to my channel and liked it and subscribed. If you do that, thank you so much. All right, I'm going to close out tonight again with gratitude for my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Ramadan is coming on Thursday, the 23rd, and I'm so grateful that they were willing to carve out a little time for me to do this pre-recording for you. I'm so grateful. I also just want to say I think it's very fascinating that during this time of the pandemic of coronavirus, that the three major religions that I know of in Western culture have had time to really be supported in their practice of getting still and opening up. And I don't think that's just a coincidence. Yeah. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and, of course, to my number one fan, Ms. Sarah, and someone who has been a part of my story of miraculously receiving, because I couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams that I would end up in my paradise of Santa Monica. And it's a big thank you to her and her beingness that enables me to be here. So thank you, Ms. Sarah, from the bottom of my heart. I also want to shout out to all of those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are. To my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues around the planet, the brothers and sisters who are so invested in light work and healing work around the world, and to those who may be listening in for the first time or watching, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your existence. Now, next week I'll begin my theme for May, which is about show up and be worthy. Yeah. Again, the book, it's The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available at Amazon, Kindle, Walmart, and other booksellers that you can find online. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a healthy and safe mineral week. Wear that mask. Practice that social distancing and safe relating. And remember, most importantly, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.